Now, we were speaking to Kevin Moynihan about electricity, the cost, the standing charges, and indeed the whole smart metering programme, which seems to have hit the buffers. But with me on the comment line, I've Michael McNamara. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning to your listeners.
Thanks for joining me in the programme. Now, tell me your story. You had a smart meter recently installed into your home.
I'm delighted to have it. It's a great addition, I might add. I tell you what happened, Jerry. I got a letter of notification from the ESP or whatever.
Yeah.
That they wished to install a smart meter, and they would write to me again and give me a date, which they did, and duly, electrician arrived. He took out the meter, my meter, right, and he put in a new one, and there was a meter situated right alongside him in the same box. And I asked him, why aren't you putting a meter in there? Oh, he says, I come here, he says, I take out four screws, I put in four screws, and that's all I do. That's all I'm told to do. I said, fair enough, I can understand this. But if you wish to know more about it, he says, ring the number at the top of your ESP bill, and which I did.
Tell me first of all, Michael, what was the second meter for?
For the power in the flat alongside that's built onto my house.
Right, okay. So there's a number, there'll be a lot of people in that situation that have 2 meters for different sections of their house.
It is one of the reasons that I got interested and rang in, because other people will be the same. And when they hear the end result of it.
Right, okay. So you rang the ESP networks to figure out what was going on.
Eventually somebody came back to me from the ESP itself or whatever they are. And I explained it, and he said, you? I said, why haven't I? He says, listen, he says, we cannot install a smart meter where there is a night saver meter, which is used in connection with radiators at night for cheap electricity.
Mm.
I said, that meter hasn't been connected for 10 to 12 to 15 years. Oh, he says, it's still being paid for on the bill. He says, there's still money being paid for the rent of the meter on the bill. Well, there won't be much longer, I said. But okay, I says, so what do we do now? You pay us €178, he says, and we'll take out that meter and we'll put in your smart meter.
Oh, my God. So you're paying for a meter, you're paying extra for this meter that hasn't been doing what it was originally doing. I understand that. To be aware of what the situation is.
I should have been part of them on several occasions. I didn't.
Yes, yeah, yeah. But they, you know, in order to switch it out again, they wanted you to give them €178.
€178 promptly.
To take out
their meter, to let it put in their meter.
Yeah, which you paid rental on for all these years.
That's right. If such a thing is happening. Which I must check up on, but anyway, that's for another day.
Yes.
Think about this, I got very little change, just told the facts of life. That's what we need, that's what we require. I asked the question, I says, is this program that you're investing in, not for to save money, by having less people employed, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And the reply was, yes, he says, we want to cut out the meter readers. But now we have a no meter reader reading my meter, and a meter reader reading my son's meter, which is in the same
box. So right alongside it. And they want you, Mike, to pay €178 to save them more money to get rid of the meter man.
That's right.
Which will save them money anyway.
That's right. By their own admission, that's what they want to do. Save money. So, I mean, if you look at that and take it into context with the way this country has been run, which we won't go into this morning.
Yeah.
But the ESP has been a great organization. There's no question about it.
They have, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It has been a great organization.
The network has been upgraded, and compared to when I was many moons ago, we'll call it 30, 35 years ago, when I was a young fella, I seem to remember clearly several times a year, sometimes for 2 or 3 days at a time, sometimes for 7 or 8 hours at a time, there'd be regular blackouts and power outs. It was a part of life, and it's disappeared over the last number of years.
I experienced electricity for the first time in 1953, right? And the people were coming to look at the light bulb. And my mother was down at the end of the kitchen, God rest her, and she turning it on and turning it off.
You're not serious.
So that they'd see how it worked.
People came to look at the light bulb and how it worked.
people that hadn't been connected yet down the road. Okay. But here we go now. They've lost touch with reality. But they're asking me €178. I'm 80 years of age, Jerry.
Yeah.
Do you know? I mean, if I did think of getting married, there's nowhere she'd come in. She'd have no heating.
You'd be a dead loss. There'd be no hope for you.
Huh?
There'd be no hope for you.
No hope. No.
My God.
So that's it. That's my story.
So the smart meter man there, he was there, and there was a meter right beside, and I don't know whether they have the technology or not. Surely they have technology to know, hold on a second, this is a 2 meter house. Why do we put in, while we're doing one, why don't we do the other? And forget the €178.
But they must know. Surely they know what they have in the house.
Yes. You'd imagine that they would in 2022.
No, you might make the point. Someone of your listeners might make the point. Oh, there's 1 meter at this end of the house and the other one at the other end of the house. Not the case. The 2 meters are side by side and 2 inches apart.
Unbelievable. So, listen, what are you going to do? Are you going to pay the €178?
Well, I've examined my conscience, right? And I have no intention whatsoever of paying €8, not about €178. And the meter, seeing as I don't go out to that box very often and looking at it, I leave it where it is.
Yeah. And let them be dealing with it down the road.
And every time the little girl comes to read the meter, every 2 months, I get up as usual and open the gate for her and let her in. And I'm happy out there to talk to.
There you go. That's the other side of it, the social contact side of it, Michael.
That's right.
Okay.
Very important.
Yeah, very important indeed.
That's what happened now. If there's somebody out there that tells me that I dreamt all this up, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear what has gone wrong with that particular system.
With that system.
That they don't know what they've got in my house.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a strange one, Michael, and thanks for highlighting it. I've a feeling you're not the only one. I'd say there's plenty more people in the same boat with different meters on their properties, and I don't know if the smart metering program took that into account when they started out down this road. They seem to have forgotten a lot of things when they started on this road, especially about the cost of it during the day versus the cost of it at night, and whether people are being asked to pay more or less for this when it's meant to save us money. That's the issue.
It has gone up and it'll go up again tomorrow, won't it? When we get the budget, it'll go up again.
Yeah. It certainly will.
Well, people down at old age pensioners, which of course I'm not, in case there's anyone listening.
Yeah.
Old age pensioners need help. They don't have to wait for, and that doesn't just come at certain times of the year. Because no government policy our program can tell an old age pensioner when or not when he's cold or when he's hot.
Yeah.
It may be the month of July, but I may be as cold as hell.
Yeah.
And if there's a program going on that you get cheap electricity at certain hours of the day, this is what I'm referring to.
Yeah.
It doesn't always mean exactly
You can use it at that time, and that's the best time for you as an individual, depending on your own circumstances.
There you go. That's about it.
Yeah.
Now, Jerry, thank you very much.
Michael, great stuff. Thanks for telling us. And enjoy the chat with the meter reader when they come around. And keep it going.
I certainly will.
Good man.
Good
man, Michael. Great stuff. Michael McNamara there. With us on the comment line. He got in touch with us to talk about DSB installing the smart meter 2 metres side by side, and they're told, well, if you want the second one gone, you have to pay us €178 and we'll swap it out for you. Again, another, you think the idea is, and this is the idea, is to get everyone to switch over, to save the customer, to save the companies, to save the planet. Less usage, more control, more adaptability. If that's the case, then why are you slapping €178 of a charge in it? And at the start of this, why are they putting in a system whereby it seems, and it's not that it seems, as things stand during the day, the charges are higher for a smart meter? Yes, they're cheaper at night, but they're expecting people to move their usage to the middle of the night. That seems to me to be, that's boiling it down now to the brass tacks in terms of what exactly is going on here with these smart meters. And that's just, that €178 charge smacks to me again of a lack of understanding of how to incentivize people to accept the new system that's meant to benefit everyone. The planet, the customer and the company who was doing the work, save them money as well. And they're trying to charge their way. They're trying to charge the customer for everything in the road to get to there. It doesn't seem to me to make much sense. Does it to you?